Hey, this is Grayson Evans, KJ7 Uncle Mike, live from the floor of 4 days in May at the vendor night. And I'm having a great time. I haven't been here in several years, so it's great to see all these people. Asher, and some other people. My brain is like scrambled. Hans in particular. This is a little sidelight. Hans gave this so complicated presentation. This guy's a genius. Anyway, back to me. So I am selling, in vendor night here, I'm selling my book, Hollow State Design for the Radio Amateur. It's a hit, of course. People are just buying it left and right, which they should. But interesting, I made an experiment. I'm selling a Thermatron kit. It's very simple. It is a Thermatron version of the Michigan Mighty Mite, and I call it the Thermatron Michigan Mighty Mite for originality. I sell a package of all the parts it takes, including the glue it takes to glue it down, because there's no printed circuit board or any of that other fancy schmancy stuff. It's strictly glue and go. It's a one tube, 6C4, crystal control, 40 meters CW, with a jacks for keyer and key and antenna. Now, I power it with a little power supply I got off of Amazon. I didn't make it. It's very clever, 12 volts in, and it puts out high voltage, 200 to 400 volts, and the filament voltage. So I'm showing that in a demo unit. And I sold all the kits so fast, I didn't know anybody would buy them, but I guess it was pretty popular. Because most of these guys, I mean, you can build this thing in like an hour, and most of the people here never built anything in an hour. So, and most of the presentations were about very complicated, very sophisticated, very cool equipment, but I couldn't even build it. So there.
Okay. Okay, one question.
Oh, wait. I want to say hello to Bill and Pete and Dean. And you've got to come. Pete in particular, you got to get here. That's just all there is to it. Okay.
Okay. Why would anybody build with tubes these days with so much available in solid state?
You hit it. There's so much available. After a while, it gets kind of boring. It's all these little black things that you can't tell what's going on inside. You don't even know if they're working. Tubes are just a novelty. It's just, it's like a break from all this high-tech, solid-state, SDR nonsense that's really not radio. But it's just for fun.
Okay.
You know, they're cool looking. They glow. You know, it's a conversation piece. You know, your grandkid comes over. What is that? You know, it's like explaining a typewriter or a rotary phone. You know, it's kind of cool.
Or a record player.
There you go. What is this thing? It glows. Look inside. You can see inside. How did they do that? How did they get that inside that glass tube? I have no idea. But why did they quit doing it? I don't know that either.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now.